This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'm super excited to have him on my show. We're talking about Tim Hassett, CEO of Cool Technologies, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WARM. They're in pre-revenues, but revenues are going to start hitting the balance sheet here in the third and fourth quarter. Their stock price, to me, is grossly undervalued at 6.5 cents. Their market cap's only about $12.4 million. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Tim Hassett. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Glad to be here.
Hey, if you would, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you're going to make your money.
Sure. We're a group of engineers, manufacturing and design that have worked for some of the most prominent companies in the world out there, General Electric, Siemens, Emerson, ABB. And what we've done, we've created a technology that's thermal technology that first allows us to cool things and remove heat quicker, better, faster than most. And secondarily, we created another technology that's in chassis to vehicles. And our targets are class 3 through class 8. And we bring what's called mobile power. And what that does is instead of having a tow behind generator or a skid mounted generator, you can have in chassis on your vehicle power that is equivalent to a tow behind generator at 1/5 the weight and about 15 to 20% less in the cost that it brings into the market, but with very advanced telematics out there and remote diagnostics that you can use.
You know, I was reading some of your press releases. I looked over some of your 10Ks, your 8Ks. You recently demonstrated the mobile generation system before, I think around 9 Mexican representatives from a variety of industries and agencies. What kind of feedback did you receive, and where do we go from here?
We knocked it out of the park out there in Fort Collins. And, we were out on the powerhouse campus there with C0, one of our partners who brought together and helped us integrate the Panasonic touchpad into our system and that. And the feedback that we've got coming out of there, we sent contracts. They were asking, coming out of that demonstration and witness testing, they asked for contracts and hard delivery cycles. So we sent them off this week, this Tuesday, and there's meetings going on today through Friday down in Chihuahua, Mexico right now with a group of 25 as well as the group that was with us. And the feedback was it's life-changing. And I'll give you a great example. The Mennonite community down in Mexico, we had their head of their Mennonite community here. And he gave an example in there that he's got 100 pumps on his farm, and he can only run 10 out of those 100 in a given day. And then also the cost of diesel fuel is extreme down there. So what he does, he runs those pumps every day as hard and as long as he can. And then he says he prays to God tomorrow morning that the power comes back on so we can run them again. With our mobile gen that he has that product down there, he can now plan out there when he's going to run those on a real cycle time instead of just running them until God knows when they drop. And now he can do that when he needs to, when he wants to, and bring it out and start running all of his pumps on his farm. And then we also brought him another part of our technology, which we can hydrogen enrich his diesel fuel and cut the consumption anywhere from 30 up to 50%, so that his cost of operation just drops to the bottom. And honestly, his comments to me at night at dinner, he said he had no words of expression, but that he was so excited. And he and his community, they want 1,000 of these units. And another option for 9,000 of these. So, that was one of the great ones. And then also another person that was there was the head of the president of the Euro-Latin American Forum for Women in Mexico throughout, and also throughout the European community. And she invited me to come down in August to come speak to that community, and then as well as head over to Europe and speak to the EU. So, this thing's going to take off for us, and we're just so darned excited, to take this to a area of the world, unlike where we're here in the U.S., we have power, we have water. They don't have those things as a luxury. It's something that they desperately want, desperately need, and we can bring that low-cost power to them now, and they'll have it wherever they can drive a vehicle.
Well, Tim, let me ask you this. How much is a typical unit that you were talking to them about there?
Well, it really varies, and I'll give you the example. Depending upon the power that they want and the options on it, you can have prices that go anywhere from $40,000 all the way up to $115,000.
Wow.
So it really varies of what you've got. And then as we scale up, you know, later this year, we'll bring our MG125 and then next year our MG200 to 250. You know, now you start getting into some very large dollar figures, but a lot of power that you can bring to communities.
You know, let's talk about that. Your new MG system, the 125 kVA version. How hard will that be for the new applications, and what kind of industries will you be targeting?
Yeah, so you know, the beauty of our system, everything stays the same with the exception of the alternator head. And then mechanically, the gearing system at some point, of course, will get bigger. But we have a unitized system in our patents. And so everything, so the Panasonic stays the same, the AVR that it goes through in the gen panel, communication to a truck off the CAN bus stays the same. And you know, and we can put 125 in that F-350 as well. You won't find that out in the marketplace by folks out there, putting that into that size of a vehicle. And so it's not a very tough putt for us and our manufacturing partner, Craftsman Industries, sitting in St. Louis. It's just a scale-up exercise for us. And mechanically, that's our strength, and that's the big strength of Craftsman as well. You know, I'd love to have 14 mechanical engineers like they have up there. So, you know, we've got, with that sitting in place and their 36 years of experience of building experiential vehicles, which is basically you draw it on a napkin, and they're going to turn around and they're going to make it for you. It's exciting. So that expertise combined with our expertise and the expertise of C0, we got a hell of a team that we bring to the market. And it's not a real tough putt for us then sitting there to bring this into the market. And the new applications, though, that allows you to do, now you can sit and put these on, I was mentioning earlier, you know, utility bucket trucks or digger derricks. And I went through the Santa Rosa fires out here in Northern Cal. And we were without power for weeks. But the beautiful thing that you could do with these, that truck, wherever you can drive it, now you can bring power, and you can bring power to that community while you're doing your maintenance and fixing that. Also, during, you know, good times, what they want to do, if they want to do work, you can turn around as well and plug it into the smart grid and then offload that during peak hours. So now the utility company can lower their cost as well. Just by taking that kind of power, 125, which is a sweet spot for the utility, offloading off the grid and bringing the cost down during peak hours of those summer's hours when we get the rolling brownouts. But if you think we get them here in the U.S., Mexico, they get them all the time. I've had plants throughout all of Mexico, and you're lucky on a great day to have four or five power outages. And that's even in major cities like Mexico City and Monterey. When you get the hot days, man, the grid goes down. So this is a big, big deal for those areas of the world as well.
You've been listening to Tim Hassett, CEO of Cool Technologies, Inc., trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WARM. Tim, the reason why I like your company and I asked you to come on the show and yourself is that, one, you have a great board member, directors, and also management. When I tell people to go look at a stock, look at management. You know, yourself, you served under Jack Welch. Maybe if you could expand that a little bit and give my listeners a little bit of a preview of who's on your board and a little bit of background of yourself.
Sure. Our board members, if you look at Quentin Ponder, who's also our CFO. Quint's the former CEO of Franklin Electric and president of Baldor Electric. And, been around a very long time. He's like our inside consigliere. Dan Ustian is the former chairman and CEO of International Harvester out there. Dick Shule, you know, Dick is the former president of Emerson Motors, and then he was a senior VP of the operating company under Chuck Knight. And we all know what Chuck did on Wall Street, right? He set the record 52 straight quarters of double digit earnings and growth. And Dick's got that operating mentality to him. And then Chris McKee, he's currently right now senior VP and general counsel of GTT. They used to be an OTC, now a New York Stock Exchange company with a stock trading at over $50 a share. And even in our advisory board, we've got the, sitting out there, the current CTO of Siemens Energy and Automation, Bill Finley, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So we got this great operating team, and I'd be remiss in saying also, I've got a great co-founding partner in Mark Hodowanek. Mark, if you look him up in the industry out there in engineering, he's an engineer's engineer. He is well known in the oil and gas industries and the motor and generator industry. And he was brought up under the same background that I was. He was actually hired by my father at Reliance, but then went on to Siemens Energy and Automation in that as well. And then Curtis Wright, the big military contractor. And so we've got this real great group of talented folks, but we have a mentality of we're knuckle draggers. And then what that means is we know how to make money. We know how to take a technology, make it practical, pragmatic, and bring it to market under current operating systems of design and manufacturing. So you mitigate that tool and jigs and fixtures and a lot of high capital investment. So we've set that up. And then we also took a principle under Welch where we've got great supply chain, so that we've got great sourcing partners in Nidec, in Panasonic, in Craftsman, in Muncie. So we've got great supply partners with hundreds of years of experience in bringing top quality components into our system.
You know, you guys are a pre-revenue company, but that's going to change here in the second and third and fourth quarter. I saw a press release that you had orders in excess of $1 million. My question to you is that the 20 purchase orders and the 249 purchase commitments, how will you fulfill them, and what is the delivery time?
Sure. So, you know, you have lead times out in the industry on certain componentry right now, anywhere from 10 to 12 to 14 weeks. So we're getting those things on long lead items on order now. And we'll also then grab trucks off of lots out of the moment, but we'll utilize contacts that we have at Rush Enterprises, big NASDAQ company. But one of the other things is, which I would make sure that shareholders understand, in our last 10K, in our subsequent events, we talked about a non-dilutive funding that we've been working on for darn close to a year that's coming to fruition here in the next 30 to 60 days. And with that funding, it'll help us just blow and go and get everything in place for the short term plus long term as well. So we'll have that capital that we need, but it's a great way of doing it in a non-dilutive way as well. But they can see that in our subsequent events, in our last 10K and even in the next 10Q that gets filed.
Well, Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. In closing, is there anything that we didn't touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Yeah, we've come a long way, and it's taken a little bit of time. We've made some mistakes, but, as I said, and as you mentioned, we've got a great board, great management team. We've got the product ready to go. It's been third-party tested, validated, and there's not the need to go find the want. It's out there in Mexico, in the U.S., and globally. Our job now is we're just going to go put our heads down, execute, start building and shipping product and driving positive earnings for this company.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company.
I'd love to do that. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.